From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. If you recognize this catchy number, give yourself a gold star. It's not exactly on the current hit parade. It's from a 23-year-old flash-in-the-pan movie phenomenon, a lightweight action flick called Crocodile Dundee. The movie is about a cheeky American reporter who visits Australia and gets a few lessons in outback culture from the crusty title character. The film might have been subtitled An American Girl Down Under. And 15 years later, the reporter and the outback hero were back, this time with roles reversed, in Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles. Think of that one as the Aussie boy in America. At first glance, it seems like a typical Hollywood ploy. Take an unlikely hit, turn its premise upside down and backwards, and make another hit without any of that bothersome creative effort. But it's a trick that's been around for a long time, and it hardly originated in Hollywood. In 1813, Gioachino Rossini came up with an opera called The Italian Girl in Algiers, about a guy from Italy who travels to the exotic Middle East to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend from a harem. People loved it. So to take full advantage of a good thing, Rossini used the same idea Hollywood exploited almost 200 years later with Crocodile Dundee. He took that popular story and simply turned it around. The result, in 1814, was an opera about a Turkish prince who journeys to Naples for some romantic adventures of his own. That opera is called Il Turco in Italia, The Turk in Italy. It wasn't quite the hit the first opera was, but it's still one of Rossini's brightest and most intriguing comedies. On this edition of World of Opera, we have Rossini's The Turk in Italy from a production from Italy. It comes to us from the Teatro Carlo Felice in Genoa, with a cast including sopranos Mirto Papatanasiu and Antonella Nappa, tenor Antonino Siragusa, bass Bruno De Simone, and bass baritone Simone Alaimo. The conductor is Jonathan Webb.